as well as those three. And I just had the animal control building added to my list of duties.
When was that added?
Like last week.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
And then I'm chairman of the Santa Clara County Parks Board.
That's right. And we're here to talk about the Santa Clara County Forester Park. It got hit hard by a storm, came ripping through. And the least of my problems were the power that just went out for mine. But the problems there was a lot of that park was ripped up. And the old gazebo there, people who come visit the Forester Park, they're on M25 by Forester. And it's also located north of the town of Port Sanlac, just north of Decover Road. On M25, a storm came ripping through. And the good thing out of this, despite all the destruction there, is nobody got hurt, from what I understand.
Oh, that's a miracle. They were actually in the process of decorating the gazebo for their upcoming Halloween weekend. And the storm was approaching, and they decided they'd take a coffee break and go up to the office and wait out the storm. Well, thank God they did, because that building, they told me it was moved off the piers. Well, I finally got over there Monday because I was busy over the weekend, and it was actually moved about 7 to 8 feet off the piers.
Wow.
And the only thing left on the ground was the floor, and everything else was either in the lake or on the beach or on the bluff and scattered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad.
And they said it wasn't a tornado?
That's what they say. The National Weather Service looked at pictures that our Todd Hillman had sent them.
Yeah.
And I was over there, and there was a little cabinet, not a little cabinet, 8 feet long, pretty good size wood cabinet structure that housed life jackets that were there for loan. And it was on the left side of the stairway going down to the beach. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was over there, it was about 40 feet south of the stairway and tipped over the handrail on the boardwalk.
Right.
As well as I walked back down the little county road to the cabins. And a private little one-car garage was picked up and twisted about 2 feet on its footing.
Mm.
So I don't think that was a straight-line wind or any microburst, but I'm no meteorologist. So.
I think that local people are just going to say it was a tornado, like it or not.
Yeah. Regardless, the damage is done, and it was bad. It was really bad.
A lot of trees were, of course, ripped off and fell on some structures. Some cabins, and what else? I mean, you were there. You've been there. You're going back there today to see how the progress is going. What is the progress right now? I know they've got a lot of the trees cleaned up yet.
The trees are pretty well cleaned up. Yeah. All the camping areas are open. It didn't touch the north end.
Because I came driving through there the day after, and the campers were still there, kind of like, okay.
It didn't touch that. It's actually kind of weird because at the office they have a... It's probably a 4x8 billboard and got doors on it up on 4x4 posts. It's up pretty high.
Yeah.
And it's still standing there. Well, immediately behind it is a huge cedar tree, or actually a double, I believe. And it was laid right over down on the bluff into the beach.
I just took a picture by that tree
with
my kids there. So,
and we were fortunate. The old stone drinking fountain had a very large tree laid across it. You couldn't even really see the structure.
Mm-hmm.
But by Monday when I got there, they had started clearing away, and it was standing. No apparent damage to it. They did some quality work back in the 30s whenever that thing was built.
That's a long pipe, heavy, strong pipe down there.
They were quite the stonemasons back then.
Yeah.
It got the edge of the rough a little bit, but it's still standing. So
yeah, that's a classic feature, a monument, you could say, there at the Santa Clara County Forester Park. So.
Yes, it is.
I know that campground has grown a lot, too. I mean, I drove through it just to see if people were okay, you know.
Yep.
And they were all just milling about, just kind of marveling at and just probably thinking in their heads, boy, we got lucky here, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Because that park is pretty full at that time of the year still, too, even through now.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, there's 60 to 70 seasonals that are there year-round, and a lot of monthlies and weeklies. That end was pretty full of campers.
Right. Some are just regular tents.
A few.
Yeah, so. So now, of course, people were asking about the, this is the weekend of the haunted campground trail, you know, where they go around and celebrate a little bit early of Halloween there with the campers, and they love to decorate their the campgrounds. That is still going on, regardless.
Yes,
right?
It is. It's a little scaled back. They're,
because the pavilion's been destroyed by
yeah, and it took
leveled.
With it.
That's where the haunted house took place.
Absolutely. It took with it 90% or more of their decorations. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a hayride. And, of course, the campers, they get right into Halloween out there yeah. And decorate. So I think they'll still have a great time out there
yeah.
with their Halloween festivities. There are a couple of people doing fundraisers on the Sanilac County Forester Park Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Mary Kay consultant named Cassie Puzan. And sorry if I screwed your name up, Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
But she's donating 25% of the total bill on regular priced items to the park to replenish their decorations. And that's in effect from the 21st of this month through the 14th of October. And then there's also been a GoFundMe page set up by Cheryl Bombard, who is a seasonal employee at the park, and Michelle Levert, who works in the park office. Mm-hmm. And that's got a $2,000 goal. And so that's going on right now. And also, you can get that information on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's it. I'm looking it up right now because they also show some pictures of what happened during the storm and all that you can see. That's at Sanilac County Forester Park. Easy to find on Facebook. Just type it in, it'll pop up.
Yep.
And again, those are fundraisers going on. What other, how much has been spent so far with this cleanup effort?
Actually, I just signed an invoice this morning for $8,150 for tree cleanup. And $4,000 of that should be covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about insurance, they cover to remove trees off of structures, buildings, fences, and whatnot, but they don't pay to get them removed from the premises. So that's on us. And I'm sure there's going to be more because there's a lot of stumps now, and I don't want to just grind them. I'd like to see them removed and soil filled in and then replant trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get this going, the trees growing for future generations, and I won't see them mature, but, you know, they will in the future.
Now, how many trees were knocked over to you on a roundabout number, you think? Especially those large, mature trees that were there for a long, long time.
Yeah, dozens. Total trees, I didn't get a count. I'm going to try and drive around there today and get a rough estimate, but I'd say there's probably at least 30 to 40 trees that got destroyed. The large ones, I don't know, probably 15 to 20, wow. Something like that.
All right, we're talking to Roger Ballard. We'll be back with him after we check in over our weather forecast. Speaking of the weather, it's still a nice weather. It is the third day of the fall season. It's being brought to you by the Sanilac County Humane Society. And back with Roger Ballard of the Sanilac County Parks. Among other duties, what are your duties? You help with the parks.
Yeah, I'm chairman of the parks.
Maintenance?
Maintenance of the county buildings.
And animal control?
Yeah, that's a new one. I hope I don't have to clean up.
All right. And you actually had a little bit of an incident at the Sanilac County Courthouse, or our lovely Sanilac County Courthouse, right?
Yeah, there's always incidents at the courthouse. Always.
We don't have to say what happened.
These last couple of weeks, it's been water.
Dealing with water, okay? Water. Imagine that.
Somebody, we'll leave it at that.
All right. All right, we're talking about the Sanilac County Forester Park, and you know, the cleanup effort has been ongoing, which, by the way, has been happening pretty quick here.
Yeah, we were fortunate because actually a lot of the tree services, well, all of them in the area, are really busy because there have been so many storms come through.
Mm-hmm.
They're spotty, but they do a tremendous amount of damage. And I know one gal that works at the 171 Dawson building, they had, I believe she told me, $23,000 worth of damage total mm-hmm. to their property and their vehicle from a storm, I believe, in July. They're still cleaning up from that.
Right.
So they were busy, and we were fortunate. All American Tree Service.
Right across the street.
Corey Bear. Yeah. The guy does a tremendous job.
He does my work too. So.
And I got to get a plug in there for him.
Yeah.
He did a tremendous job of getting things cleaned up and moved out of the way so the campsites are all clear.
Right.
And actually, when I went out there on Monday, Jim Bowerman, who was our building and grounds chair, and Pat Bainbridge, one of the other board members, they were actually out there moving logs out of the camp area or by the cabin area.
Mm-hmm.
So while I waited for an insurance adjuster that was running about 4 hours behind, I gave him a little hand, but I didn't do much compared to what those two guys did that day.
Okay, so now what you need is there's an effort to want to rebuild that old-time gazebo there. You need pitchers, right?
Yeah, it is going to get rebuilt. We want to replicate it as close as we can to what it was. The talk is
which was an octagon, basically?
Yes, octagon building.
Yep.
And it was built in the 30s by the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was President Roosevelt's pet project to get people back working after the Depression. So it's a really a historical building. It's a shame we couldn't just pick up the pieces like a tinker toy and put it back together, but that's not the case. So we want to replicate it as close as we can. And in order to do that, we're going to rely on people. There's got to be literally thousands of pictures out there of that gazebo because that's been there for decades. And a lot of weddings, parties, gospel sings.
Hopefully in... where you want to see the indoors and how it looks like in the roof and all that.
Absolutely, yeah. We actually, there was one section of sidewall with the shutters on it laying out there, and I think it's a complete section. I didn't get right up to it and measure it, but I had the staff save that. They flipped it over on the floor, so we at least have that to look at.
Or maybe keep it in.
Well, yeah.
You know, have it there, maybe put it up part of the building.
We might do something, put it on the inside of the building to kind of save it, but... So they did that, and it's going to be a project, but we're looking for pictures. I actually, they can email pictures to me. It's rballard@sanilaccounty.net. They can mail them to me at Sanilac County Parks, 60 West Sanilac, room 114, here in Sandusky. Of course, the zip is 48471. Or they can drop them off at the courthouse to the administration office, which is room 102 on the first floor.
All right. And again, the email again?
rballard, R-B-A-L-L-A-R-D, at Sanilac County, that's two words spelled out, .net.
.net, okay.
And I did post that information on the posting you guys put on Facebook on your website. And I will add that to the Forester Park Facebook page as well.
All right, the recovery efforts for Forester Park, Sanilac County Forester Park. I tell you what, our Sanilac County Parks, we've been lucky. The upgrades that have been going on here in the last decade alone has been fantastic. I know Evergreen continually to have some more great upgrades in that area along the Cass River there, Cassidy, Argyle area. We're continuing to see that. We've seen Delaware Park, seen some improvements there for day use also. Lexington Park, and we're very lucky to have this along the lake shores, too, most of them.
So. We are, actually, there's going to be two big projects. We've talked about them for probably three-plus years, and they actually should be starting sometime in the next 6 weeks. One is at Evergreen, where we're adding 11 septic hookups to existing sites, and also we're reconfiguring some sites. Some of the utilities kind of got split up when they were constructed, so we're fixing all that. And I've kind of put on hold. I got to get back on it because I'm putting together a grant package for Evergreen for some more handicap accessible playground equipment. And the big thing is a ADA accessible kayak launch on the Cass River, which will hopefully eventually connect us to that whole water trail that will go all the way to Saginaw Bay. Through down through Frankenmuth and up through Breckenridge and all that
would be very cool.
And with having a campground at the head of it, that'll be awesome. And then we're also adding another 60 plus septic hookups at Forester this fall, so that'll bring us up to about 130 full hookup sites there.
And again, you for all those parks and information, go to sanilaccountyparks.com. sanilaccountyparks.com is the website, and check out all, they all have separate Facebook pages, I believe, also, and see the efforts continuing there at Sanilac County Forester Park, who will have their Halloween activities going on this weekend, minus, of course, the gazebo that was destroyed due to the storm. That's this coming weekend, the 16th annual Halloween weekend, September 28th. There'll be some activities throughout the whole day from the morning on up all the way through the evening, wagon ride activities through the parks where you can see all the campers who love this because they get to meet other people and just show off their decorations on their campers also. So,
and also, if I could add, we're also going to be looking for an architectural engineer. Anybody that feels they can take on this project, feel free to email me at that and pictures to show people so they can help them make a decision whether they want to tackle it or not.
All right. And again, those wagon rides for kids 12 and under, just $1, $2 per person. This, of course, helps the staff and pay the staff there and help with funds and the costume parade going on. They got some pumpkin judging contest going on, a 50-50 raffle going on, will be going on there. Tickets available until 6 p.m. Fortunately, the ice cream shop there was not destroyed. That's a good thing, because I go there for my delicious ice cream.
Right, so, and actually, the proceeds from their wagon ride, I believe, go to their other activities, Halloween, all the other themed weekends.
So again, go to the San Lake County Forester Park, support them, help them out. You know, they could use it through the storm damage that happened, and just support your local parks also. Hey, Roger Ballard, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for your support and continue supporting your parks. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, thank you to Roger Ballard. And again, at Forester Park in San Lake County, M25 of Forester, just north of Port San Lake, and also just north of Deckerville Road, or south of Deckerville Road. There we go. It's between Deckerville Road and Port San Lake. Forester, basically. Yeah, you can't miss it. Be sure to go out there and show your support for the San Lake County Forester Park. We get back to regular programming on WTGV 97.7 FM. And back here on WMIC with closing remarks on the Morning Fury Show.